Integrating femininity, boundaries, beauty, calling, desire, and ministry readiness. In this session, we come to the final major formation theme of the course, becoming the organic Christian woman. Over the course of these topics, we have explored confidence around men through the lives of biblical women. We have looked at presence, strength, loyalty, beauty, desire, discernment, grief, healing, calling, ministry partnership, unequal marriages, and holy courage. Now the question becomes, how does a woman hold all of that together without living in pieces? That is what this final topic is about. An organic Christian woman is a whole embodied soul living before God in truth. She is not a divided woman who performs different versions of herself in different rooms. She is not one woman around men she fears, another woman around men she admires, another woman in ministry, another woman in private, and another woman in romance. She is becoming one woman before God. Her femininity, beauty, boundaries, calling, desire, tenderness, speech, and spiritual life are being brought into greater harmony under Christ. Many women feel fragmented. One part of them wants to be beautiful, but another part feels ashamed of beauty. One part wants marriage and hot monogamy and covenant, while another part fears desire or distrusts men. One part senses calling in ministry, but another part fears that calling will make her seem less feminine. One part wants to speak clearly, while another part still panics around certain men. Fragmentation makes a woman unstable. Integration makes her strong. The organic Christian woman receives female embodiment as good. She does not apologize for being a woman. She does not treat her body as a burden, a billboard, or a tool for manipulation. She understands that beauty is real, attraction is real, and desire is real. But these must live under holiness, wisdom, and peace. She can love being female without performing femininity for validation. She also learns boundaries. Boundaries do not make her cold. They make her clear. She learns that helping is not rescuing. Warmth is not overexposure. Partnership is not emotional fusion. Kindness is not flirtation. Strength is not hardness. Modesty is not shame. A woman growing in integration can stand near men without losing her center because she knows who she is before God. This also shapes calling. A woman called by God does not need to become less feminine to become more substantial. She does not need to copy men in order to have weight. Her calling becomes embodied in her actual womanhood. She can serve, speak, pray, lead appropriately, nurture, discern, mother, teach, support, and minister as a whole woman. Ministry readiness means she is increasingly trustworthy with her body, her words, her affections, her boundaries, and her witness. The organic Christian woman also understands desire rightly. Desire is not the enemy. Disorder is the enemy. A woman may desire marriage, desire sexual covenant, desire beauty, desire intimacy, desire motherhood, desire meaningful ministry, and desire to be known. These are not shameful simply because they are strong, but they must be ordered under Christ so they do not rule her. This kind of woman becomes more peaceful over time. Not passive, not vague, not weak, peaceful. She becomes less frantic around male opinion, less performative in public, less split between spiritual life and embodied life, less driven by shame, and less ruled by fear. She can be deeply alive and deeply governed at the same time. What not to do? Do not live as though femininity and holiness are enemies. Do not split yourself into different selves for different settings. Do not confuse beauty with vanity or boundaries with hardness. Do not turn desire into disorder. Do not let calling become self-promotion. Do not let fear of men decide the size of your life. Instead, let Christ make you whole. The organic Christian woman is not perfect, but she is increasingly integrated. She is becoming more truthful, more peaceful, more feminine, more discerning, and more alive in Christ. That is the goal of this course. Not surface confidence, but whole woman formation.